All right, so this is take two.
Meltdown.
It was a coughing fit.
Yes.
Brought on by something funny that I will share, but we should introduce the podcast
Yeah,
first.
start it over
This
again.
is I Love You But You're Wrong with Lydia and Ryan. And today we are talking about
Putting breast milk in our
building your personal brand.
Yes.
So we
Important
started
thing.
this, but I was looking at my phone and I saw a post on a mom Facebook group, like a Facebook group for moms, about a lady wondering if putting breast milk on her dog would clear up her dog's eczema.
So, which
So I was laughing and I
lost
choked
it.
on water and almost threw up. So
It was very exciting and very entertaining.
And Ryan wanted us to keep that, but
I thought it was hilarious.
I don't think anyone wants to hear someone choking.
Nice. Never mind. Anyway, we're not going to give you the ins and outs of our podcast. Anyway, so let's start with our
So our weekly
weekly finds.
finds.
Go
So
for it.
mine is first, and mine is I passed my gestational diabetes test. So for anyone who knows, who's
I
been
feel
pregnant or like has had family members that are pregnant or like just knows this. When you are right before your third trimester, you have to take it's a blood test to check for gestational diabetes, and you have to drink this really sugary orange fizzy drink.
Which was your favorite part?
No, it was gross. Okay, if anyone knows me, I don't like fruit, so I don't like oranges. The only fruit I like is apples and pomegranate juice. And I don't like fizz. I don't like soda. I don't like anything fizzy. Maggie wants to go for a walk, but we'll
Yeah,
go
she's
after
freaking
this.
out.
So I don't do fizzy drinks and I don't do orange drinks, and this was both. And then you can't even drink water for a whole hour. You just sit there and then they draw
Can't
your
throw it
blood.
up.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So
So
can't eat, can't do
apparently it's
anything.
pretty hard to keep down.
Yeah, you can't even chew gum
And
or anything.
yeah. And they if you throw up, then you have to go home, come back, redo it. And then if you don't pass that, you have to do the 3-hour one, right?
Yeah, where you have to drink the liquid
Three
every
times.
hour for 3 hours, and they draw your blood 3 times. But I passed the first one.
Yeah.
They said it was normal levels, which is surprising because I do tend to consume a lot of sugar. But I guess maybe I don't consume more than the average person because like my food doesn't have sugar. It's just like my sweets, like my
You have a sweet
desserts.
tooth.
Yeah, like cookies and ice cream and sweet tarts. But like my meals don't have a lot of sugar.
Right.
So maybe it balances out.
Maybe. I don't know. But
So
I'm
that's
glad you
my
passed
weekly
it.
find
Yes,
that
I'm glad you passed
I found out that I passed. All right. So Ryan, your weekly
my
find?
weekly find, I'm going to stick with the podcast theme. I'm going to try and find a new podcast each week to talk to you guys about ones that I like.
But then what are you going to do when we do our episode about podcasts? Because then you've shared all yours already. You didn't think that
I
far.
didn't think that far. So this will be my last time with my weekly find with podcasts. And then we'll be hosting a podcast where we talk about podcasts and ones we like and ones we feel have helped us and things like that. That'll be coming in the future. Anyway, so this will be my last one. But this guy is a comedian. Shocking. I feel like every one of mine are comedians. I like comedy podcasts. This one is more of a straight up comedy podcast where he interviews other comedians and friends of his and people like that. But he is a up and coming comedian called named Andrew Santino. He's from Chicago and he is hilarious. He is very funny. And I would highly recommend it. It's called Whiskey Ginger. And that's because he's a redhead, and Whiskey Ginger is a drink, I'm assuming. But it's very clever. He is very clever, and I would highly recommend it. So, that's my weekly find.
So that's your weekly find. All right, so when we say personal branding, we mean more so like building up our network and getting reaching out to more people to help with our goals. And Ryan's goal is growing his stream.
Right.
And my goal is growing my Arbonne business, which is natural products. So that's what we mean by building your personal brand. Right. So Ryan's going to start.
Ours will be a little bit different because mine is mainly a lot of networking.
Ours are very different.
Yeah, they're very different. So starting off, mine is a lot, especially in my spot where I'm just starting out and I'm trying to grow my stream. And I'm also, on the same time, I'm trying to learn and learn what people like, things like that. So my first big tip would be to join as many Facebook groups or groups in general as you can and meet people. Don't just go in there and flaunt your stuff and drop whatever you're doing and tell these people. Like in my example would be going in and saying, "Hey guys, I'm live right now, come watch me."
Did you do that?
I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not work.
No.
It is not a smart thing to do.
No, it's not.
It will make you become very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing...
And did you get anyone to come watch you?
People would drop in and stuff, but then they would leave. So that's the thing.
Often.
Yeah. So, basically, in my situation, what you want to do is just make friends with people and then gain, like, relationships with people where they will come and watch your stream, you'll come and watch their stream, and just... meet other people that are like-minded.
And I feel like it's a little bit easier because you're not selling anything. You're
that's what I was going to get at.
Asking people to watch your stream. So they're not really losing too much.
It's hard in different ways. Because I have to entertain these people and keep them there.
Yeah, well, with mine, I have to talk to them so that they like me and keep them there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you tell them about the products and they buy the products.
No, it doesn't. It is not that simple.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
All right, then go for it. What's your first one?
No, you're still going, but I'm.
I was gonna do one. You do one.
Oh.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I guess if we're talking about like networking, like Ryan's talking about, I've primarily been using Instagram to grow, and. Like, a way to do that is just being consistent. Maggie, you're fine. You're okay. A way to do that is just being consistent. So I'm trying to post each day. And when people comment or like, I like, if I'm not already following them, if it's not like a friend, most of my network is basically just like friends from high school and college. So far. Yeah, so I'm trying to grow up my network to be more people that might be interested in my business because... like I have a few friends interested, but a lot of my friends like aren't super interested or don't see the value in it yet. So I'm trying to grow up my Instagram and provide valuable content.
And how are you doing that?
So that's what I was getting to.
That's okay. I'm just helping you out. Go ahead.
So I've been trying to post regularly, but with different types of content. So not just like have every single post be about your product. I think I've only actually posted about my product like once, and that's when I first started. Mm-hmm. So that was like in November. So I've been posting more educational content, more like life story content, personal stuff that people could relate to, maybe some tips on like budgeting, that kind of thing, and like just more generalized, like, healthy living content, so that I'll start to attract people that are in that realm or looking to get into that realm, and those are, like, my ideal clients. So with marketing for my stuff, it's you kind of have to network with the people that you have to market in hopes that your content will attract the right kind of people.
Right.
And it's hard because... like, you're making a post and you might get zero responses to it. You might get a bunch of likes, but it's people that just like your picture. They don't really care about your caption. So,
yeah. And vice versa,
it is a lot of entertaining and trying to get people to like you, just like Ryan was talking about.
Yeah.
Because people don't buy products, they buy you. They buy your relationship and stuff.
That's a similarity between the two. They like your personality, essentially.
Yeah.
And they want to buy you. So that's the same for me. You talked a little bit about Instagram. I talked a little about Facebook. But the main one, and I had spoken a little bit about not going on Facebook groups and saying, hey, I'm live right now, come watch me, you know. But the one social media in my situation that
for streaming,
yes, that is good for that is Twitter. So if you're an aspiring streamer or something like that, an entertainer, Twitter is king. It is so good because you can go in there, short blurb, hey, come check me out. Here it is. Like today I posted a picture of Maggie and I said, oh, Maggie will be on stream, blah, blah, blah. I'm hashtag this game, hashtag streamer and things like that. And then people see those hashtags a lot more frequently than if you were on Facebook, obviously. Instagram, they see your hashtags as well. But I've had a lot of good luck, good fortune with Twitter so far. And everybody I talk to says, use Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter right now. So yours is more Instagram. Mine's more Twitter.
Yeah, I don't even have Twitter. And I don't have a Snapchat. The only social media I have is Facebook and Instagram. And I do have a Facebook group for my Arbonne business, but I only have like maybe 20 people in it. And they're all just like my friends. It's not like I'm not finding new people there. I'm finding people on Instagram. That's the main one.
Right. So, what's up?
Maggie's a little hyper at the moment.
Yes, it's normally her WALK time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so Twitter is king for just putting it out there saying, hey, I'm doing this, just short blurbs. If you're not worried about meeting people, making friends with people, things like that, and you just want them to come see you and buy you, use Twitter.
So your tip number one is when you're posting in Facebook groups, build relationships. Don't just say, come watch me. Yes. Maggie, you're fine.
Meet people.
Your tip number two is to use Twitter.
Yes. Okay. So yes.
Okay. So
Facebook to meet friends and meet like-minded people. Use Twitter to get your stuff out there saying, hey, I'm doing this. And shamelessly plug yourself constantly, I feel like. And yours was what?
So my tip number one was to be posting consistently every day on Instagram, but different kinds of content. Because if you're just talking about your products, you're just going to annoy people and no one's going to care. My tip number two is to utilize hashtags. So yesterday I switched my Instagram over to a business page, which essentially doesn't really mean all that much except that you can see insights. So, I don't know if anyone has a business page, they'll know what I'm talking about, but you can go to the top right corner and then click insights and you can see how many times your post was viewed, where they saw it from, whether it was on their homepage, whether it was from a hashtag that you used. You can see which hashtags you used that people saw your post from, so you know which ones are being effective. You can see how many times people visited your profile from your post. You can see how many people it reached that were not your followers. It also, insights breaks down like your audience base, like by location, by gender, by age, which I think is pretty interesting. So the hashtags are really helpful because even if someone's not following you, if say I hashtag healthy living and then someone searches the healthy living hashtag, like my post will come up. But you don't want to use one that's super, super saturated. Like healthy living's pretty saturated, but not horrible. But like if there's one that has like, I don't know, a million different posts in it, like in that hashtag, no one's going to see your picture because so many people are using it. So like try to use one that's maybe got around like maybe like a couple thousand, not over like 100,000, you know. I mean, you can, but you also want to use more targeted ones. So like if I go onto my post from yesterday, I can see that Like, 63 likes. It reached 372 accounts. People saw it from their homepage, but 30 people who don't follow me saw it from hashtags. And I can see, like, the most impressionable hashtags were 27 weeks pregnant, do what's best for you, healthy pregnancy, holistic health. Like, you can see which hashtags are working. So that's helpful. And you want to switch them up so you don't get shadow banned on Instagram. Shadow banned is when you're not banned, like you're not blocked. You can still make posts, but the algorithm kind of hides all your content so no one can really find you.
So because who does that? Why does that happen?
Instagram, because of people being spammy. It's also like if you do follow, unfollow. Like you follow someone and you if they don't follow you back, you unfollow them right away. You know, like it's just things that people do to try to build their audience, but it's spammy and Instagram knows, so they like
wrote it in their algorithm.
Kind of block your content.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So my next one, you spoke a little about hashtags, and I think I did it a little bit too. But yeah, Twitter is the same way. Use hashtags, but on Twitter it's a little bit different. So if you use, I know. If you use hashtags, there are some people out there that follow that hashtag. I think it's the same way on Instagram. But they'll follow that hashtag, and they will retweet you to all of their followers by the hashtag. So there's one I use, hashtag streamer, where there is one person that just retweets everything with hashtag streamer in it, which is very nice. So use your hashtags, and that will actually get you more influence through just the way Twitter works. But Twitter, what I'm getting at is Twitter has its own analytics part of it, every tweet. So every tweet you tweet out, there's a little bar graph at the bottom that you can click on, a little bar graph, like shadow bar graph button. Click on it, and it'll tell you how many people your tweet has reached, how many people have clicked on the link in your tweet, how many people have followed that tweet to your profile, and how many people have retweeted it, liked it, everything. And which is really good for me because, A, I'm nosy as hell, and B, it lets me know I'm reaching these people, and I've reached this many people, but only, say I've reached 100 people, but only 75 of them followed it to my page, then I'm saying something wrong.
Not really. That's a really good ratio.
Okay, well, say 20 of them. I've reached whatever, a bad ratio. And then that means I'm doing something wrong. I need to change my wording. Maybe
or it just means they're not interested.
I mean, but they're following the hashtags to that. Normally. They're not just finding, because I only have 2 followers. I mean, so they have to be following the hashtags to my tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that means they're not following. So I need to do something.
I mean,
something.
You just started.
I'm well aware of that,
so
but I'm just
they
saying.
They probably just look at your profile and say, this guy just started. He doesn't really have any valuable content.
I guess that's true. But to a degree. I think at the same point, you also need to look intrinsically and look at yourself and say, what can I do better to network and meet people? Because networking is king. So
your tip number 3 is also hashtags.
It's hashtags, but use the analytics feature on Twitter.
Same thing.
Basically the same thing.
My tip number 3 would be to do personal development. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I've also been doing a couple different trainings from social media experts and like business consultants and that kind of thing. Free training. If you don't have money to invest in that kind of stuff, I don't. So
yeah, right.
Totally get it. There's a lot of free trainings out there, and you can learn a lot from doing it on your own by listening to like influencers' podcasts, following their Instagram pages, follow pages that are doing what you want to do, and don't copy them, obviously, but you can get ideas of like how they're being successful. I try to follow some people that are in my company, but also other companies, and Gosh, some of them are just so annoying. Like, yeah. I am Tell not a it. Fan. So I have, like, it's hard because a lot of people are successful in the network marketing business, and the way that they do things is not the way that I would do it at all. They're just completely different personalities than me, which is fine. It worked for them, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very successful. But you have to...
You're messing that pen up, ma'am.
No, it's the grip.
I understand that, but it messes the pen up.
But, so, like, I would say follow other people, see what they're doing, but don't do something inauthentic. Like, I am not going to do something just because everyone else is doing it. Like for Arbonne, a lot of people like to post, like, success stories of people that have joined Arbonne and how they went from working 5 jobs to now making 7 figures. Like, that's great. That's awesome. But I personally am not going to post stuff like that on my page because it's not my target audience. Like,
right.
My target audience is busy people looking for natural products. Now, there is the whole business side of Arbonne, which I'd love to explain to anyone that wants to get involved, and that would be super great, but that's not my main focus because I think my main focus is just trying to get people healthier and helping them make conscious choices and good choices for their health. So... So my number 3 tip is to do personal development, listen to podcasts, follow influencers, see what other people are doing, but stay true to yourself. Be authentic. Like, people can tell when you're being fake. Don't be someone else just to try to be successful.
Well, mine kind of builds off of that as well.
Your 4th tip, because we're doing 5.
We're doing 5? Yes. I don't know if I have 5.
You only need 2 more.
I know. Anyway... mine sort of builds off of that. It's basically kind of saying the same thing. In my realm, you have to be a student and watch other people stream. You need to. And you have to join in on their conversations. Watch what they do. There are things called overlays where they are where your webcam and things like that. And it'll drop down, tell you, like, people are following you. People are doing this stuff. And it comes over top of your screen. And watch their overlays. Learn from their overlays. And you also can learn more about what not to do from people than you can learn what to do. From my experience. You learn a lot more from people that you're like, I don't want to do that. And you see that it's not working. And so I feel like at my stage right now, that happens a lot more. And so... just take advantage of what's there. If you're using a streaming service like I am, go and watch other entertainers. You don't have to watch the big guys. Don't watch the big dogs. Watch the ones that are around your size or maybe a hair bigger. You don't want to watch, for example, the biggest streamer in the world. Almost everybody knows who he is, Ninja. Ninja is this guy. He made like $4 million last year just streaming.
Not everyone knows who he is if they're not in the gaming industry. I had no idea who he was.
He is he's becoming like a public feature, a figure. Like, people know who he is.
Maybe I'm the only one.
No, I'm sure other
who
people
doesn't
don't.
Know who Ninja is. But
I don't know what his real name is.
When I hear Ninja, I think of like a ninja, like not a person.
Anyway,
well, they're people. Ninjas are people, but like
they're people.
Like a Ninja Turtle or like
not a person.
Like ninja, like someone dresses up for Halloween as a ninja. Like, I don't think of
that is a his, that is ninja. His moniker, I should say. Anyway, he made $4 million last year. He is the biggest streamer in the world. He is a public figure at this point. He goes and does speeches and does things like that now. Granted, most of them are very cringy, but you can't go and watch guys like that. Because they are so far ahead of you. They have so much more experience than you. You're not going to learn anything.
That's not true. I mean, maybe for gamers, but for me, like, I follow people that are millionaires in what they're doing in the business industry, the social media online industry, and I've learned a lot from them.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you can learn some things, but you can't learn as much as you could learn if you were watching somebody at... You're in my situation.
I guess for streamers, yes, because that's very different than my industry.
Yeah, okay,
very different.
That, at least from my experience, that is where I've learned the most. Because say I only have 2 or 3 people coming to my stream every time I stream,
I go and watch somebody who has 200 people in their stream, but their chat's just running down the thing. I can't learn how to interact with people that, when I just have a couple people in my chat, I can't learn from that how to interact with those people, because they can't. They can't keep up with their chat. Their chat is just people talking to each other, which is great, and I want to get there. But at this point, you can't learn anything. Maybe once I get to that point, you can learn how they interact with those people, but you can't learn that right now. So basically, what I recommend for my fourth one is watch other streamers.
Learn that are what the they same do, level as you.
Around the same level as you. And learn what they do good, learn what they don't do good. Because you're all going to be trying to grow the same way. And then make friends with them. And talk to them. And because I know that it is so hard to get people to talk in your chat to you. And it is the hardest part of streaming is sitting there and talking to yourself. And just because when, like I was telling Lydia earlier, there are people that will just come and watch. They call them lurkers. They'll just come and watch. They won't talk in your chat. And it'll just tell you at the bottom you have somebody watching you. And so you have to speak as if you're talking to them and hold two sides of a conversation. It's very hard. And you can learn how to do that. But you could also help that other person out a lot and just talk to them. Know where they're coming from. Like, I had a guy from Sweden a couple nights ago, Thursday night, come in. And he was a streamer as well. And he instantly started talking to me because he had to have figured it out. That it, you need somebody to talk to you. So you can learn a lot from other streamers. Go help them out. Talk to them. Make friends. Your turn.
So my fourth tip is that you need to have a balance on whatever platform you're using. So if you're using Facebook, if you're using Instagram, like whatever you're using, YouTube, you need to have a balance between like your personal life and also your like your work life, I guess, or like the company or whatever like industry, whatever niche you're trying to target. So if my Instagram feed is just all day, every day, products, like no one is going to really like that. It's not going to entertain them. People are going to like it'll alienate myself from my actual network, like my friends from high school, my friends from college, family, that kind of thing. You need to have a balance. So what a lot of people recommend is having like some posts like about personal stuff, some posts about your business stuff. I think what I tend to do a lot is share a lot more of like just like my day-to-day on my stories. And then my actual like posts are more like targeted. But still have like posts about like your life too, you know, like on Christmas Eve, like Ryan and I put a picture up there, you know, like that has nothing to do with my Arbonne business, but like it keeps me a real person so that people can relate to me. On my stories, you'll see Maggie all the time because like when I'm home from work, I'm hanging out with her all day and, you know, she's cute. So
yeah, people like seeing that.
So people like to see her. So I'll put like a story up of her, you know, like, so I would just say keep a balance so that you're personable and people can relate to you because no one's going to care if your whole thing is just about your business or whatever you're trying to do. You need to be a real human and be relatable. So.
Okay. My last one. So my last one is to always be learning. Always grow, I guess, personal development, I guess, kind of, but in a different way. What I'm learning now just from talking to people is you're not going to get discovered on Twitch. You just can't. You need to go and you need to broaden your horizons. You need to go and constantly, I don't care if you're working 50 hours a week and then you come home and you only have a couple hours to stream, then take the day off. All right, sorry about that. Maggie was freaking out. She was barking. It would be murder to your ears if we didn't stop it. So sorry. That'd be
There's another dog in the neighborhood freaking out. Yeah. So Maggie is running back and forth from the front of the house to the back of the house. Looking at all the windows.
Anyway, as I was saying, I was talking about always be learning. Always use every weapon you can. You're not going to get discovered on Twitch. You need to
go out and make a YouTube channel. Because YouTube, as much as people hate it, and if you're an entertainer, as much as people hate it, the videos will work 24/7 for you. You can use different tags.
Why do you think people hate YouTube?
Because YouTube has gotten to the point where they silence a lot of people now.
What does that mean?
That means if you have a video that you put out that...
It's that dog. There's a dog in the back of the woods, and it's the one...
Scared the crap out of me. I thought somebody was in the window.
No, it's that... It came back... So we found this dog before. We thought it was lost, and it lives on the street behind our woods.
Oh, it's this dog. Giorgio, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so YouTube, the videos will work 24/7 for you as long as you are using the right tags and things like that and attracting people. The videos will work for you, but Twitch will not. It will only work when you're live streaming. So always be learning. Learn how to make a YouTube channel. Learn how to video edit. Even if you don't have much time, make time for it, because it is paramount. It is so, so important that you are always learning new things and new ways to reach your people, new ways to broaden your group. Like in my situation, I need to learn how to video edit. I need to learn how to use Photoshop. I use a software called GIMP. It is an open source type of Photoshop, essentially. It's a picture editing software. If you look on my Instagram, I actually put up a post, and you look on our Instagram too, actually. I just put up a post of a photo that I made through GIMP, and it works out really well. But always be learning. Don't think, okay, now I just need to stream. Now I just need to do it. Because you should always be building on yourself. Always build, always get better. Because once you stop getting better, then you get stagnant and you're just going to fall, essentially. So, yours.
So my last tip is that you have to be confident. So my network mainly right now is people that I've been friends with for years and years and years. That we grew up in a small town, so basically I've known everyone since middle school. And then I added some friends in college, obviously, and after college. But so when you start a new venture, people are going to judge you. People will not like what you're doing. People will think it's weird. They'll think you're being annoying. You just have to be confident in yourself, you know? Like,
especially in streaming, people think people just don't get it. So you got to be confident, and
well, same with network marketing. People think that you're a sellout, it's a pyramid scheme, which if anyone thinks that, I could definitely talk with you about that. I'd be happy to discuss that. Yeah. But basically, like, people are going to judge you. You kind of have to get over it in your mind. You know, Ryan was talking about, maybe I'll make an Instagram for my stream. And I was like, nope, if you want to be a streamer, if you really want to do this, you have to use your personal Instagram, because you have to have it the same thing as like everything else. Like if you want to be a streamer, you need to put yourself out there as a streamer. You can't have, your personal page, your streaming page, and not have anyone that you actually see on a day-to-day basis know what you do, you know?
Right.
So you have to be confident in your choices. You know, like, I was nervous at first to even tell my friends that I wanted to get into this business, because I know that it can have a bad reputation and people don't get it. But if you're confident in what you're doing and you like what you're doing, you're passionate about it, that's all that really matters. People are going to judge you whether you do something or not, so let them judge. They'll be the same people judging you when you're successful, so you kind of just have to put that on the back burner.
Yeah.
So how about we recap our 5 tips, because it was a little all over the place.
It was all over the place. This one was a little bit of a mess.
So Ryan's 5 tips for video game streamers
for starting off, for learning how to stream, is use good Facebook etiquette when you are in groups and things like that, and join Facebook groups, meet new people, but use good etiquette. Don't just shove your stream down their throat. 2 would be Twitter. Use your Twitter, and that is a good place to just shove your stream down people's throats, essentially. But for lack of a better term. Number three, use hashtags use Twitter hashtags to your benefit.
Advantage,
whatever.
You were looking for a word there.
Yeah, I was. Use them to your advantage and use the analytics of Twitter to see the people that you're reaching and if you need to maybe tweak what you're saying. Four would be to be a student and watch other people stream. I think personally you need to be watching people around your same level and just see what they're doing right, what they're not doing right, and learn from both sides of that. And last is to never be complacent and always learn. Always be willing to learn new things. Build on your skills. The more skills, the better. Just as like in any other job, more skills, the better.
And my five tips for building your personal brand, more so in related to network marketing and using social media to market. Number one, post consistently on Instagram, but don't post the same thing every single day. You need to have a variety of different types of content. Number two, use your hashtags on Instagram. Make sure you're using, you have a business page and you are using it to see the insights of how things are working and tweak things as needed. Number three, personal development. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I follow a lot of influencers. I do their free trainings. You can learn a lot from where people have been, and you don't always have to go out and buy a business coach because you don't always have the money for that when you're just starting out. Number four is to keep a balance in your Instagram, Facebook, whatever platform you're using, of more of like your company content, your business side of things, and also your personal side of things. You need to be personable and relatable. Ryan's mad because I broke a pen.
I like that pen.
It's my pen.
I like it.
And then destroy number it. Five is you need to be confident because people will judge you for what you're doing. You kind of need to get over the fear that they're going to judge you because, yes, they will judge you. There will be people that don't like what you're doing. You have to get over it because, like, if you are passionate about what you're doing, then it doesn't matter if they like you or not. If they don't like you, fine. That, like, that's okay. Not everyone has to like you. So those are our tips for building a personal brand.
I have one honorable mention, actually.
So Ryan's going to add another.
Kind of. Not really. I just wanted to give a shout out to a page that on YouTube that I watch a lot. If you are a streamer, if you are looking to become a streamer, look and watch a channel called Alpha Gaming. It's a guy named Harris Heller. He has a ton and ton and ton. It's his job to, like, stream coach, essentially. He shows you what you need to be doing streaming, how to do all this stuff, and he is much more articulate than I am. So if you're listening to this and you want to be a streamer, go check out Alpha Gaming. It's awesome. The guy is very knowledgeable. Anyway.
All right. So coming up next week, not too much. On the 15th, we have another appointment for the baby. I think it's just like a checkup. I don't really think it's not like a.
It's nothing special. Nothing special. He's going to probably go over your tests with you and what it means.
Yeah. Like that. So that's Tuesday night. And then Friday, I normally teach preschool Monday through Thursday, but they need a substitute on Friday as well, so I'm teaching every day this week.
I thought you were eating a lot of subs. That's what that says. It just says L subs.
Yeah. Ryan has worked every day this week. Oh, pretty much just work this week. We don't really have anything exciting coming up this week.
Besides, I have started a new stream schedule, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, we sat down and came up with the stream schedule.
Yes.
So on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Yes, so Saturday mornings after work, I'll be doing from about 10 to 12.
Well, they can look at your stream schedule.
That's true. You can go to my page. You can find the whole stream schedule there.
So and the Saturday and Sunday mornings, he streams. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, he streams. Yes. So Saturday, Sunday afternoons are together time, which is right now we're recording our podcast. And then also Tuesday and Friday. So if you listen to the time management episode, you know that that's how we kind of block out our time with on your own time and together time. So that's our kind of new schedule.
Yes.
So that's what we have coming up this week. And we still do have a big, giant list of podcast ideas. We looked at it today and nothing jumped out. So we kind of did this one on the fly.
Which is probably going to be for a little while.
Yeah, we don't really know what we're doing next week.
It'll be a surprise.
But we will still keep posting weekly as we have been. So follow us on Instagram we're not going anywhere. To stay updated with everything.
Follow us on Instagram. I will also be, if you follow me on Twitter, at TheCucumber91, you can find me. And I will be posting stuff about this and my stream. So
it'll be in the show notes.
Yes, show notes.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.